We ask callers if they want to sing that and just get this out of our system once and for all.
Well, if you think that's what's going to get it out of our system, then I think you're mistaken.
Nobody's going to top Bob anyway. But now we have a message out to Rick Springfield if he'll come into the studio or if during his show he'll insert Mulsey's name into it. So, yeah, if you need to get it out of your head and need to sort of perform your own self-exorcism of the Rick Springfield song, feel free to call in and give us that line. You're not going to top Bob. You'll never top Bob. Nothing can top this, his Elvis Costello version of Rick Springfield. Oh, I'm not sick of it yet, although I bet everybody else is.
Getting close.
George Pickens is a story, but so is Russell Wilson. May we confront that story for a moment? Did he make it injury free out of practice yesterday, or did the blocking sled go get after him again?
Full participant for the first time all year.
I know, but it wasn't just going to be his participation. It was being our guide. It was going to be how did he make it through as far as health or no quality? How did he make it through as far as quality? And were there any repercussions health-wise? That we don't know yet. We're going to find out today if we don't already know, hopefully with Jeff Hathorn. I don't know exactly what the practice schedule is today, but I want to know if Russell Wilson is taking any first-team reps. Do you think so?
Maybe.
And what if he does?
If he does, then that's a concerning sign for Justin Fields.
I'll say yes.
It means that he's likely bound for this starting role sooner rather than later. I don't think it's going to be this week. But if Fields struggles against the Raiders, then yeah, it's Russell Wilson's team next week.
Our old friend Ryan Scarpino, I like quoting him, former Steeler PR man, after hearing Pickens' comments today, said absolutely done with 14. He doesn't care, and his comments today solidified that. Zero accountability or respect for the uniform he wears. And Pickens did speak today. And so did our very own Chris Hoke. We've seen other former Steelers be critical of Pickens this week. Max Starks on their flagship station just ripping him after the game. We saw and heard that. We saw Ben just basically say, listen, on certain run plays, George is not going to block. So, you know, do you want him in on those packages? Things like that, which was subtle, just factual in a way. He's not going to block on certain run play. I mean, that's just such an unbelievable, sad fact, isn't it? That they have to think that way?
Well, yeah, that's a part of the game. Like, and it's also, Joe, a tell where let's say you take George Pickens off the field, you know he's not going to block, and there's a two wide receiver set or maybe a one wide receiver set. Can the other team just guess based off the other personnel the Steelers have on the field that the Steelers are running the football and can put another defender in the box?
Well, right. And here's the other thing is there have been developments in the story today. And I would say a pretty darn significant development when Ray Fittipaldo reports that sources told the Post-Gazette that Pickens has been late for work multiple times this season. That's mildly concerning. That, in fact, that's more concerning, or at least as concerning as what happened in the game. Is it not?
Remember the report that Jersey Jerry said on his podcast that later got debunked that George Pickens showed up 10 minutes before a game once? And do you remember that? Like, I don't know if I believe that. That story was definitely exaggerated, over-exaggerated.
Wait a second. You don't believe that? You don't believe Fittipaldo's story?
No. I'm not talking about Fittipaldo's story. I'm talking about the story that Pickens arrived 10 minutes before a game.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I think was exaggerated. But what I think is partly what I think about this is that also kind of mixes in with this a little bit too, right? Like, it becomes more of a pattern because stories are somewhat aligning in terms of him being
late. No, it's inexcusable, and it evokes Mr. Big Chest because Tomlin did not act in any sort of forceful way when Mr. Big Chest started being late to work. And by the way, the most significant thing Hokie said today about this issue was that this is nothing new. Do you have that clip from him right off the top? If you can get Chris Hoke right off the top here, his first answer to my question was basically your take on the whole Pickens thing. Part of his answer was, This has been happening his whole career. So, new twists and turns and additional information with the Pickens story. Your calls at 412-928-9370. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Then we had the other twist here was George Pickens' father on social media. This evokes the whole Devin Bush era when Devin's father, who played in the NFL, called the station. Remember that? Under
disastrous. But it just made a problem worse for Devin Bush.
Yeah, exactly. Now here, according to Ray's story, Pickens' father put on X, quote, this was Sunday, quote, Arthur Smith, this one is on you. Poor Artie keeps getting caught in the crossfire, doesn't he?
You know, would you say that the number one biggest guy who gets flack is the coach, the second is the quarterback, the third is the offensive coordinator?
Yes.
Here you go.
Here you go. Pickens' dad says, don't try to throw to George now. This offense is sad. So once it started going south early, he said, forget it. Don't throw to George now. And that fits in with the post from last Wednesday from Pickens' dad. George Pickens, the athlete, a very fiery competitor that wants to win. He's a very talented young guy that has definitely been misunderstood. He has the super competitive gene, his dad tweets. Guys with that gene have to be involved early and often. It's an engaged tactic. Involve him early. Oh, my God. I wouldn't want it to have been George's travel baseball coach. I can tell you that. Can you imagine those conversations? George should pitch, play leadoff, and play every inning of every game. Please.
George is not allowed to bunt. There will be no bunting allowed. Can't move over runners.
Exactly. I mean, come on, man. This is pro sports. And your dad is, you know, in so many ways, calling the coach, confronting the coach. And then you tell me there's a burner account. Well, did the PM guys put this out there?
Oh, yes. The PM team.
Meaning for people who aren't aware that this would be George anonymously, George Pickens running his own social media account, tweeting about George Pickens. We have no way of verifying that, but there seems to be suspicion out there, right?
Of Michael Brewerly being the burner account. With Justin Fields, a video.
Wait, how's that spelled? I want to see if there's a... Because usually when, you know, famous people check into a hotel, they might check in under the name, you know, City Limits or something. Or under the name Ingrid Bergman or something. You know what I mean? Is Michael Brewerly a real person?
Well, when the PM team looked it up yesterday, the first thing that came up for them was our friends at Mike's Beer Bar.
What? How do you spell Brewerly?
Brewerly.
Okay, I'm going to look that up right now.
Yeah, Michael Brewerly.
Mike's Beer Bar is the first thing. Which is a great place, I might add.
Love it there.
But there doesn't appear to be any famous person named Michael Brewerly.
Do you think this is Mike from Mike's Beer Bar defending George Pickens?
Wait,
I don't.
I'm going to look up Michael Brewerly phone number and see if there's, because this will be if there's a residence. Any, I don't want to call the person. But this would indicate if there is even a person out there named Michael Brewerly. It's a very awkward name to say. What did this so-called person, has this person come out and disavowed the idea that it's a Pickens burner account?
No, Michael Brewerly has not done that. You can also send a message to Michael Brewerly on Twitter. It allows you to do that if you want to get Michael Brewerly on the show.
There's a guy named Michael Beer who lives in Pittsburgh, which is a great name, Michael Beer. I see that, but no Michael Brewery anywhere.
The Twitter account's first tweet that was not a response was, one issue needs a wide receiver two beside him, man. You know what George Pickens' Twitter account is called?
What?
One issue.
Look at this sleuthing work by Limits here.
Well, I got to give the PM team a lot of credit for this. I doubt one issue and Pittsburgh have issues they can't fix, but man, they need to find him on his breaks. Was also tweeted.
You mentioned something earlier also that was tweeted in defense of George Pickens on Michael Brewerly's account. What else does he have on there? I'm quite curious.
One issue loves Pittsburgh. He will bounce back like crazy.
Oh, yeah. And then the one where he told people I bounced back, or he bounced, not I, he bounced back last year.
How about one issue does not care about your parlays? You like that one, Horace?
I do. Now play for everybody, Chris Hoke, two-time Super Bowl champion. What he said when I just basically asked for his take on this whole Pickens situation.
But the reality is, Starkey, is when you get on that football field, when you cross that white line and the ball snapped, there's no excuse to be lackadaisical. There's no excuse to not to be physical and be and play with a sense of urgency. And that's what you're seeing on the film. And that's why you see Max Starks pointing that out. As they've been pointed out, we're pointing it out. It's obvious on the tape. And when it's that obvious, you're going to see your plays diminished. Like you've seen, and no matter what the excuse is of why he didn't play a lot, the reality is you put plays like that on the film that Coach Thomas says, that's your walking, talking, breathing resume, right? That's his resume, is what he's putting on the film and what he did on Sunday night, going about his business without a sense of urgency, is who he is. And in order to get more playing time, he's got to change that.
And he went on to say, when I mentioned Fittipaldo's story, where sources told the PG that Pickens has been late to work multiple times this season, Hokie said that's been going on his whole career. Did he not say that?
Yeah, pretty much. It's a problem, Joe. It's significant.
And again, all of it happening under the headline, or under the headline question, do you think it's a good idea to sink big money into Pickens long term? Are you willing to live with this to get the production? And that's an honest question, because he's pretty productive and sometimes spectacular. Let's go to the phone lines, shall we?
Let's begin with Brian in Brookline.
Hello, Brian.
I've done everything for Mosey. He's done nothing for me. How's that, Joe?
I hope that works for you to get it out of your head. That was good. Very good. What's up?
George Pickens, Joe. So I was researching it, so I'm going to try to make this point here. He's no Randy Moss. Randy Moss was a freak, but he also had Chris Carter. Randy Moss said things like he takes plays off. Well, George Pickens takes plays off. Randy Moss is a Hall of Fame receiver. So yes, he's very talented. But he doesn't act like Justin Jefferson. Justin Jefferson got $140 million. Why? Because he's that good. And if George Pickens wants to be Justin Jefferson, there's no problems with Justin Jefferson. Jamar Chase, cocky, but he's good. And I think Joe, I love your point. It's got to go. It's heading south. It's heading south in early. I just hope we can get rid of him and get something for him. I would rather live without him, Joe, than win with him.
Mm. Interesting. I wonder how teammates feel. Thank you, Brian. I wonder how teammates would phrase that. Clearly, there's some upset. And these are guys talking on the record, acknowledging the issues. Imagine what it might be like behind the scenes when these guys talk. It's just, you have a guy who now for the second straight year isn't giving the effort required when people are out there breaking their bodies trying to win games, you know, and they look at it. You heard Freiermuth after the game the other day saying, you know, I trust the coaches. It's easy to bitch and moan when you don't get the ball sent your way. But this is what a good teammate does. George, I mean, that was the obvious veiled reference there. Stark saying, you know, come on. You got to be a team guy. They don't think he's a team guy. There are people in that room who clearly don't think that. And I don't know how you survive for long when your own teammates think that of you.